in you that I don't have. And you can't see a flaw in me that you don't have in your own mind. Sorry. A person doesn't get a chance to think they're seeing something that somebody else is not in their own mind. So if you like to judge and criticize everybody, you're getting very much in touch with your own mind. And that's why you're probably alone. Because a person that miserable certainly isn't a magnetic. Except to what, a caretaker or someone who's just as miserable. Caretakers love them now. You get caretakers are salivating. Somebody else for me to fix so I can feel like a good person. So why do I love you? I love you because we recognize together that we're totally worthy of the faith that we have in each other. I love you because I appreciate you, and when I appreciate you, I can't doubt your holiness. The Course says holiness is innocence. That's what all holy is. It just means you're innocent. And it teaches that an innocent mind doesn't believe it deserves to suffer. So an innocent mind doesn't attract attack. And that's how you become safe in the world. Your mind becomes so innocent that it cannot attract harm. That's the way you protect yourself, through your consciousness. You can't order enough burglar alarms, but your consciousness can protect you. God, that's cool. There's plenty of chairs in here, too. Any questions about that paragraph? Do you see how everything that we were told was something that we could do if we wanted to? Isn't that interesting? Think about it. I have so little faith in myself because I'm unwilling to believe the perfect love is in me. So I'm looking outside myself at what's not really outside myself because I don't think it's in me, so I got to get the love from the outside. So someone who really loved me, that really wanted to have a really loving relationship with me, this is what they would say. This is what they should say in a wedding ceremony. I offer you my perfect faith in you in place of all your doubts. But don't forget, my faith in you, my love, must be as perfect in everybody else as it is in you. It would be a limited gift to you. So let's share our faith in each other so we can recognize together that we are worthy of each other's faith. And in our appreciation of each other's worth, we are going to not doubt each other's innocence, and we are going to love each other. I now pronounce you joined. I offer you my perfect faith in you. I offer you my faith in you. I offer my seeing you as having God in you and love in you. I offer you my faith in you. It's not offering my faith in you that you're going to always come home at 6:30. You see what I'm saying? So that level of consciousness is small. It's tiny. It's tiny. Okay, any questions about that paragraph or any comments about that paragraph?
I say a huge thank you
for that. Okay, say it. You said you offered me what?
I say a huge thank you for that paragraph.
Oh, a huge welcome. Huge welcome. A huge welcome, because nothing thrills me more than when what I'm saying is really appreciated. Yeah.
I just have like a question.
Okay.
Well, I guess I've just been struggling with loving people that are hard to love. And I find that spiritual people, like generally speaking, like people here are easy to love, but the people that appear in my life that are, they're like bulls in china shops, and they're ego-based, and they're type A personality, and God keeps dropping them. I don't know if he's teaching me a lesson, but it's like, I don't even know how to love
them. Right, that's the whole purpose of the material. It's to teach you how to remove the blocks to the love that you already have for them that you don't know you have. Don't even try to love them. That's where the problem's coming from. The problem is from us making love. Love can't be made. When people say, I want to make love with you, that's not, you can't make love. You can just make fear. So if you look at the results of a lot of those encounters, you have to say that's true. You made fear together. You didn't make love, because you can't make love. You have to let love. So Nicole, what I'm saying is that don't try so hard to love those type A personalities and all that kind of stuff, so much as getting in touch with the complete love that's within you, because as you get in touch with that complete love that's within you, the perfect faith that you need to deal with them in such a way that you'll have peace will arise from within you. So it's actually easier for you to allow your own blocks to be removed than to worry about their blocks being removed. And if you don't shoot them or kill them or hit them, then you have been loving toward them. So don't beat yourself up for what you're thinking about them, even though you're not doing anything to them. You're not doing anything to them, so you're right on, sister. The fact that you're thinking less than loving about them, believe me, they're not even aware of that. But they would be aware if you ran over with a car. So it's okay for you to think what you want to think, because you're trying to change the way you think, but you're not attacking, and so therefore you're being loving. And it is easy to remove the blocks in you than in them. So now you're actually getting ready to go on the easy path. And in the beginning, that's the hardest part, because we're so used to trying to change the outer in order to have peace. And that's just the way we were taught. But you know, you're not by yourself. I offered you my faith, perfect faith in you in place of all your doubts. How about that? Yeah. Anybody else? I can't begin. I'm telling you. You all, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for coming to these classes. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being reminders. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you. 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 I mean, you know, I mean that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. This is rich. What we have right now, this is wealth. I'm telling you. I'm so grateful. Anybody else? Well, we go to the next paragraph. Separation vanishes as innocence is shared. We're going to substitute the word innocence for holiness. So if you got some separation between you and somebody, or there's any fear between you and somebody, or any anger between you and somebody, it will vanish as you share the idea that there must be something good about that person somewhere. Even if it's just a little glint. There's something innocent about that person somewhere. Because innocence, which is holiness, is power. So the more innocence you see in yourself, the more powerful you become. The more innocence you see in yourself, the more powerful you become. The more innocence you see in others, the more powerful you become. And by sharing something, that's how it gains in strength. Okay, if everything is an idea, and if you have ideas you like to see manifested, then if you want that idea to become strong, whatever it is you want to manifest, if you want that idea to become strong, you share it and it gains in strength. So ideas that you keep to yourself are ideas that you're not allowing to gain in strength. So I like you, I had that, but I'm mad at you, I let you know that. So people share thoughts of anger quicker than they share thoughts of love. And then they wonder why their anger gains their strength and there's less and less love and peace. Are you telling people how mad you are as much as you're telling people how much you appreciate them? So I'm sharing the thought of anger, holding back the thought of appreciation. So an idea becomes stronger as it's shared, and our innocence is our power, because an innocent mind doesn't attract attack. If you seek for satisfaction in gratifying your needs as you perceive your needs, if you seek for satisfaction in gratifying your needs as you perceive your needs, you must believe that strength comes from another. And what you gain, the other person loses.